Welcome to MassMEP's Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. MassMEP believes that there's some element to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding inefficiencies, strengthening internal processes, or unlocking growth that can extend the firm beyond its current limitations.
Hello, I'm your host, Christy Grignon, and I'm joined today by MassMEP's Field Operations Director, Joe Griffin. Joe previously served as CFO, COO of Digilab, a life science research tools company. His entire career has been with manufacturing organizations. Joe has held leadership positions in manufacturing operations, finance, and customer service for Honeywell and Bio-Rad Laboratories. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here today.
Well, Christy, thank you for having me in.
And here we go, right into Manufacturing USA Institutes. And that's why we have you here today, Joe. Could you tell us a little bit about the 14 institutes and why they exist?
Yeah, let's start with the why. There was, and certainly still is, the need for Manufacturing USA to connect people, ideas, and technology to advance our industrial base and to ensure the competitiveness of our nation. The win really began in 2011 with the Advanced Manufacturing Partnership, a national partnership led by Dow Chemical Company President, Chairman, and CEO Andrew Liveris and MIT President Susan Hockfield. The outcome of this partnership was in December 2014, Congress passed the Revitalization of American Manufacturing and Innovation Act, also known as RAMI. The Department of Commerce authorized competition for manufacturing innovation institutes, where the topics of highest importance to industry could be proposed. These topics turned out to be production, information, and energy. The network of institutes engages the entire manufacturing community, including industry, government, and academia, to advance the U.S.'s competitive position in the three areas I mentioned of production, information, and energy.
Excellent. Thank you so much for sharing that. Joe, please share with our listeners what institutes Massachusetts has invested in and what institutes MassMEP is affiliated with and how.
So before I do that, Christy, I'm going to first go through the 14 institutes themselves, and then we'll talk about the Massachusetts investment.
Perfect.
So as I mentioned previously, one of the areas that was invested in is production. There are several institutes that are directly involved with advancing production. Those include America Makes, which is working to improve 3D additive manufacturing processes. LIFT, which is working to improve the use of lightweight metals in areas of transportation and other modalities that formerly used heavier metals such as steel, and so on. There is the IACME Institute, which is looking into advancements in composite materials. There is the Fibers and Fabrics Institute, also known as the FOA, which is advancing the technology of textiles. There is the Advanced Robotics Manufacturing Institute. And then there are two institutes that focus on what we would categorize as biotech areas. One referred to as NIMBLE, which is the National Innovation Institute for the Manufacturing of Biologics. This is focused on biopharma manufacturing techniques. And then the institute, which is focusing on regenerative manufacturing to produce regenerative medicine applications. This is known as ARMI. Then there are three institutes that focus on information. The first being AIM Photonics, which is really developing the next generation of data communication, where light will be the modality of information transfer, where today it's used using predominantly copper wire. There is the Next Flex Institute, which is changing the world of solid state electronics from what we know as computer boards with components mounted on them that are generally in a rigid composition, quite often rectangular in shape, to being able to provide the same capabilities on a medium that is bendable, stretchable, and can flex to meet any need of any device into which it may be inserted. And then finally, there is the institute, which is referred to as digital manufacturing, which is talking about bringing into play and into activity the Internet of Things within manufacturing entities throughout the country. The third area of energy has four institutes devoted to it. One is referred to as Power America. The next is Clean Energy and Smart Manufacturing, which is focusing on the most efficient use of energy in a manufacturing process. The Rapid Institute, which is focusing on using or harnessing chemical reactions to create sustainable energy. And then the final one is for reusable technologies, which is intended to be able to find a repurpose for almost all types of items that are produced within the manufacturing ecosystem. That's quite a group of 14, very impressive. Massachusetts has recognized the value of these institutes and has committed more than $100 million through the Massachusetts Technology Collaborative M2I2 program to support innovation in these advanced manufacturing areas. The institutes that it will invest in are institutes that are very active within Massachusetts. The first being the AFOA Institute, which is Advanced Fibers and Fabrics of America. This is focusing on breakthroughs in the area of textile technology. And in a word, what they are doing is taking silicon and being able to extrude it into thread-like material that has the same functionality and consistency of threads, yet these are silicon monofilaments that can be used to send and receive signals and to be woven and integrated with conventional textile fabrics to produce garments that can sense and send information about the wearer. They've also invested in the NextFlex Institute, which I mentioned previously. This is the world of flexible hybrid electronics, which is working to provide low-cost printed circuits that can be shaped into any form that is required for them to carry out their application. The third institute, which is being invested in by the state of Massachusetts, is AIM Photonics. And as the name implies, photonics, it is focused on the application of light for the use in integrated circuits and to create the next generation of data transmissions that can transmit data in much higher densities or much faster over much longer distances without dependency on wire cables. The fourth institute is the Advanced Robotic Institute, and the mission of the Advanced Robotic Manufacturing Institute is to really accelerate the use of industrial robots to drive growth in the U.S. manufacturing sector. And their mission is sometimes misunderstood. The intent of the utilization of automation and artificial intelligence is not to replace jobs, but really to provide tools and technology that can greatly leverage the activities of the workforce so that in the end, there will actually be more jobs created that are able to produce at much higher capacities. In addition to these four institutes, Massachusetts will anchor the northeastern node for the biopharmaceutical manufacturing project known as NIMBLE, where again, this is the National Innovation Institute for the Manufacturing of Biologics. Massachusetts will invest over $20 million into this institute. Those funds will be deployed through the Mass Life Science Organization.
Wow, so it sounds like Massachusetts has invested in five of these institutes, Joe, is that correct?
Yes, in total it will be five. And they've not only has Massachusetts invested in five of these institutes, I'm very happy to say that the Massachusetts Manufacturing Extension Partnership is directly affiliated with several of these institutes, including the EFOA Institutes, which is the Fibers and Fabric Institute, and the Regenerative Manufacturing Institute, along with the NIMBLE, which is the Biological Institute. MassMEP is working under a grant that provides for MassMEP to embed direct employees within the institutes and to subsidize portions of the institute's activities for the purpose of helping MassMEP provide to the small and medium-sized manufacturing company within the state of Massachusetts with technology acceleration and manufacturing process information pertaining to these institutes that would not be available to these small manufacturers without the interface of MassMEP. Additionally, MassMEP is working directly with the Massachusetts Technology Collaborative M2I2 program to specifically identify manufacturing companies that could advance their technology platforms through participation in this over $100 million investment mentioned previously.
Any chance is MassMEP affiliated with any institutes outside of Massachusetts?
Yes. One of the institutes that I mentioned previously with which we are working on a grant for our embedded staff is an institute that is located in Manchester, New Hampshire. It is headed by Dean Kamen, who you may recognize the name as being associated with the development of the Segway. This institute is referred to as the Advanced Regenerative Manufacturing Institute, and its focus is on the development of the tools, techniques, and processes that are needed to scale up the manufacture of regenerative medical tools, if you will, or products, such as tissues for things such as burn victims and wound care. Eventually, we'll work towards the development of a synthetic blood type, and eventually, we'll move towards the ability to produce internal organs using additive manufacturing. These techniques in many ways exist now, but they're not done at a scale that can really support all of mankind, and that is the task that Army has taken on.
Wow, these institutes have really covered just about everything that we see for the future of manufacturing. Can you tell us a little bit? I've heard that there are memberships involved with some of these institutes. Can you tell us about these memberships?
Yes. Becoming a member of an institute allows a company or organization to be part of a network of large, medium, and small manufacturers, engineering firms, nonprofit organizations, academic institutions, and local, state, and federal government partners that share R&D and intellectual property. Access to equipment, facilities, as well as technical collaboration, networking, and visionary workforce development and training is all available to a member. In summary, institute members are truly part of the next generation of the manufacturing ecosystem. And I certainly encourage any company that may be listening to reach out to the Institute that may be in best alignment with their technology or product platforms, and discuss membership opportunities and plans that they may have that would fit that particular company.
Excellent. Thank you, Joe. What successes have the institutes had, and what connections have we made with local manufacturers?
The institutes were established at various times during the past 4 years. Successes from the earlier institutes, such as LIFT, Lightweight Metal Institutes, have included developing and implementing innovative computer modeling to better predict where distortions or warping will occur when steel plates are welded together during the building of new Navy ships. The entire welding sequence deployed during construction of the next generation of the United States Navy vessels has been reconfigured due to the work that the LIFT, otherwise known as the Lightweight Metals Institutes, have been able to develop. The America Makes Institutes, which is one of the other early institutes, has focused on the development of 3D parts printing, also known as additive manufacturing. And it has completely re-engineered critical components used in complex devices such as jet engine fuel pumps to be able to produce those components in one part as compared to today or compared to previously, where they were produced from as many as 19 to 20 separate components.
Wow.
Army, also known as BioFab USA, recently shared progress on three of their current education and workforce development quick start projects that are assisting in the development of new workforce and talent pipelines. These updates cover U.S. educational institutes, the University of Minnesota, University of New Hampshire, and Rutgers. The quick start programs range in focus from exposure of K-12 to 3D printing methodologies and the development of curricula that can provide pathways for veterans and students of all ages to join this growing industry of regenerative manufacturing. So another example of connections that are being made through the Manufacturing USA Institutes is a FOA's Micro Award program. Here, a FOA is working with manufacturers of all sizes to award what are known as the Micro Award pilot projects, where they engage companies in projects of short duration to advance specific areas of technology involved in the incorporation of their silicon smart threads, which I mentioned earlier, in products that also include conventional fibers and fabrics, and that this integration process of producing garments and other items using both the next generation of threads along with the conventional textiles can be done on existing equipment in the mills that are currently producing fibers and fabrics for clothing and other material. The significance of this is that an entire new technology of textiles is being produced without the need to reinvent the type of capital equipment upon which it is being produced.
Wow, that's really exciting. So we are able to use the equipment that we already have to produce these new fibers to weave into products that will essentially tell us, I don't know, what our heart rate is maybe, or something like that?
Well, they can certainly sense what your heart rate is. They can certainly sense the hydration of an individual. They can clearly identify the location of a person. But we can't we cannot limit our thinking to simply deploying these products on people. The same ability to sense the item on which the fabric may be attached can be used to sense the structural integrity of bridges and other construction components, so that the applications of this new textile technology really reach almost into all areas of our lives.
So you're leading me down to my next question, which is, how are the institutes impacting the future of manufacturing? Where are we going to be in the next 15, 20 years?
I think the largest area of impact is the integration of different technologies into the manufacturing process that had not been used before. For instance, the ability to collect data in real time from machinery that is in full production operation is being advanced through the Clean Energy and Smart Manufacturing Institute. The ability to provide the analytics to that data is coming from the Digital Design Manufacturing Innovation Institute. And what that really will do for us is to facilitate the production of all types of products, from textiles to devices used in photonics to the process of additive manufacturing, to give real-time feedback that allows a producer to be much better informed and much better able to react to changes in their processes or procedures are in the demand for their product.
Excellent. So the big question I'm sure our listeners have is, how can local manufacturing companies get involved with these institutes?
Well, within Massachusetts, it's quite easy. Simply reach out to MassMEP, and we are more than happy to direct you to the institutes that would be in alignment with what your technologies, processes, and procedures are. You can also go directly to the Manufacturing USA website. There you will get comprehensive information on each of the 14 institutes, along with the appropriate contact information as well.
Excellent. So it seems pretty easy, Joe said. Just contact us at massmep.org. Joe, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing all the knowledge you have on all of the institutes. It's been so interesting.
Thank you. Happy to do it.
And again, for any of you interested in reaching out to MassMEP, you can call us at 508-831-7020 or visit our website at www.massmep.org.
Thank you so much for listening to MassMEP's Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises. To listen to more of MassMEP's podcasts or for more information on how MassMEP, your resource for manufacturing greatness, can help you, please visit massmep.org.